You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Greg Grant with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I am Joseph Talbert Jr. with Financing Your Future here at Praise 107.9. And we are having a great time. I'm excited to be here today. Greg is out taking care of some personal business. And so just to get started, remember that these segments are brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, Grant Business Solutions, the Uptown Comedy Experience, and also a new sponsor for today is Melinda Rackley of Rack City Inspiration. She is able to take all of your ideas and make them a reality through writing and through publishing. So give us a call, 904-554-0946, or you can call us here at the radio, 904-296-2251. That is 904-296-2251. Don't wait too long to call. We have been talking a lot about the places that you can be in your finances. And we said it's generational wealth and riches, abundance or extra, enough, sufficiency, and a place of not enough, or what the Bible calls the provision stage. And so, we know the generational wealth and riches is, the Bible says that leaving a inheritance for your children's children or your grandchildren is what a good man does. And so God, being smarter than us, he knew that if your money set for two generations on low cook with compound interest, you can do some really, really powerful things in the lives of your grandchildren. They can be born with finances and they don't have to figure out what I'm going to do for a living. They can actually seek God. Why do I exist? What was your purpose in making me, creating me? I have my money under control because of my grandmom and my granddad, so I can spend my life searching out my purpose. And that's what God knew would be the best way. We have, we've gone against that, and all of our religiousness and in all of our thinking that we know better, we have contradicted a very simple, very, very, very simple concept. If your grandmother and father created something and it set, my boys are very young, and as they get their first jobs, I'm already teaching them, you have to go ahead and start putting money away for your grandchildren. They're like, I'm 15, Dad. What do you mean? I said, well, one day you will be married and you will have children, and those children would have children, and they need to be born with something. So imagine that. At 14, you start putting away $20 a month. Then you become a man and you can put away maybe $100 a month. And then you get married and now you and your wife can put away maybe $200 a month. And then you have children and that child has to get grown. And then that child has to get married. And then that child has to have children. And that child, that grandchild, when they hit 21, 25, now money's been sitting for like 40 years. They can really be blessed by a simple idea that God knew better than. And so at the end of the day, that is the concept for generational wealth and riches. And get with us. Give us a call. We can help you structure that. We can help you set that stuff up. And then wealth and riches, that's what you live in. Wealth and riches should have been left to you by your grandparents. And if they didn't know, it is what it is. They did not know. And so you have to put some things in place to help generate and create your wealth and riches. And again, riches is, in simple terms, riches is stuff and wealth is owning time. And one of the things I want to do, and I endeavor to do all the time, is I'd rather own time. You know, how much of my mortgage is paid up? Like I told you last week, we worked with a guy who worked at McDonald's, and we had him a whole year ahead of all of his bills. So in that moment, even though he works at Mickey D's, he owns a year. He's a year wealthy. If he had lost his job, he can live for a year without it damaging any of his lifestyle. That's what wealth is. And I know men that make, six figures, high six figures. If they lost their job for a month, their whole life comes crumbling down. And so they own no wealth. And you want to own time. You want to be wealthy. So in a simple term, that is what wealth and riches are. And then abundance. Abundance is just having extra. You know, Bible promises us abundance. You know, if we give, if we sow, the Bible promises us abundance. It promises us extra, and I believe that. You know, God's MO, the way he operates, is leaving you fed, filled up, and left with extra. That is the God that we serve. That is the way he is wired. And so I believe that most of us had the ability to live with extra, and we made decisions to eat up our extra, which took us back down to enough or sufficiency. The Bible also talks about us living in that place of having enough. You know, he talks about the sufficiency that he's given us continually in the Word of God. But what people do in their place of enough, like, okay, God, I have just enough. I need you to bless me. And he does. He gives you a raise on your job. He has somebody come and sow into your life. And now you have extra. But because you have extra, you eat it away. And it sends you right back down to enough. And so we lie on God all the time that I just don't have extra. I don't have the extra to sow into the Boys and Girls Club. I don't have the extra to send you on that field trip, baby. And I sure don't have the extra to send other children on a field trip that they may not be able to afford. If I had the extra, this is what we say. If I had extra, I'd be a blessing to people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have had extra and you ate it up and it took you right back down to enough. That's the point. You don't want to do that with your extra. You want to live inside of your extra, and then you have a choice when you have extra. You can be others rich, you can be heaven rich or God rich, or you can be self rich. And you have to make a decision with your extra where you're going to sow it, where you're going to put it. And of course, we have that place of not enough or the provision stage where God is just taking care of you and it's miraculous. But I can tell you what. I'm going to kind of tie all three of the bottom ones, abundance, enough, and not enough, all into this segment. And again, you can give us a call here at 904-296-2251. That's 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Don't be afraid. Ask a question. That's what we're here for. I hear many people, and it's frustrating. They tell me they want to be out of debt. They tell me they want to make better financial choices. They tell me they want to get the money game out of the way, and they're afraid to just say, I don't know what I'm doing. I need help. You cannot be afraid to say that. You cannot be afraid to ask for help. That's what we're here for. Give us a call, 904-296-2251. And even if you're afraid, you don't have to give us your name. Just call and ask. Bless your family. Bless yourself. Anyways, so not enough in that provision stage, you know, and don't get me wrong. God is awesome and he is amazing and he is the God of miracles. But it was never in his design for us to need a miracle every month just to pay the bills. That was not his best for us. It wasn't supposed to be that way. You shouldn't have to fall on the floor and fast for 20 days every single month just to get the bills paid. That was not how he designed us. And at the end of the day, I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be that way. When you got your first job, you had no bills. You had no debt. You could have built your life in the proper fashion, but you just didn't know better. And so, you know, what I want to get you to understand is how to know better and how to make sure that your children know what you did not know. And so we're going to really dive into abundance, enough and not enough for provision. Actually, we have a caller. Hello, how are you today?
I'm good.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. What's your name if you want to share that?
Katina.
Katina, I am Joseph. It is great to meet you. How can I help you out?
Just listening to what you're saying about, you know, preparing for my grandchildren and my daughter, and that's just really been on my heart to be able to, you know, build up a wealth for her when she want to go to college and just having more than enough. And just don't know where to start in doing that.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Do you have a pen handy, Katina?
Yes, sir.
Write down my phone number. It's 904-554-0946.
Hold
on. Ma'am? Hello?
904-554-0946. Okay.
And you can give us a call and ask some very detailed questions. We can help you outline and create a strategy and a plan. But in a general sense, you say you want to get your daughter off to college without a lot of debt. That's what you're asking?
Yes, sir.
Do you have anything in place for when? How old is she? Is she young or is she already?
She's nine.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of plans right now where you can lock in a college rate at the current rate that it is, and you can give you put into it for, you know, till they're ready to go to college, and it builds an interest. There's a lot of accounts out there like that. And it's a college account, and we can help you pick the right one for you guys. But they have those. A friend of mine, a Jewish guy, and I know we, you know, not to sound silly, but a lot of the Jewish community, they understand finances in a way that that we don't as Christian people. And sometimes, like, I watched him, both of his kids' colleges were paid for by the time they were 10. Because wow. when they were born, he started putting money into one of these funds, and it locked in the rate for when he opened the account. So even though 18 years had went by, it didn't change the rate at that time. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So at the end of the day, you know, like I say, it's all about strategy. And we spend a lot of time trying to get the bills paid, and that's kind of what we learned growing up. But it's not enough to just get the bills paid. We have to be strategic in getting the bills paid, but also creating a productive outcome financially. Our kids don't have to struggle the way that we did. And so that when we retire, we're not retiring one job just to get another job. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So like I say, give us a call, 904-554-0946. You can call later on today, or you can call us on Monday, and we'll set a time to sit with you and do a consultation and really help you get to where you're trying to go.
Yes, sir. I'll be doing that. Thank you so much.
Awesome. You be blessed. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we appreciate that call. Thank you so much. I remember when we first started, I felt like that nobody was listening but me and Greg. But it's really good to know that people are being blessed. And like I said, give us a call here in the studio. Ask your questions, 904-296-2251. Don't be afraid. You can't be afraid to change. You can't be afraid to grow. You cannot be afraid to confront where you are. You have to first say, I don't know what I'm doing. I need some help. And once you do that, then help can be provided for you. So the provision stage, you know, first of all, it's not a badge of honor to just walk around saying, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. God bless me. Give me a miracle. God is awesome and he gives miracles. But like I said, that's not where you're supposed to be. And if you're in the not enough stage, it's not dishonorable. It's a place where you can learn. It's a place where you can trust God. It's a place where you can know that God has got you, and it's a place where your faith can be built and your faith can grow. But as that is not your final destination, and you have to get to a place where in your not enough stage or in your provision stage, you're extending your faith to get to a place where you have enough. We got another caller here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I don't know what I'm doing, and I do need some help.
Yes, ma'am. What's your name?
My name is Gloria.
Gloria, I appreciate you calling, and I'm proud of you for reaching out. What's going on, Gloria?
Yes, I live from paycheck to the next paycheck, to the same day.
I gotcha.
Bills are more than what I bring in.
Okay, so what we would need to do is in some way, shape, or form, either increase your income, or we need to come off of what's going out. And we can help you create a plan for that. We've helped many people start businesses. We've helped many people mine out of who they are, what their gifts and talents are, and how to translate those gifts and talents into finances. So we can help you do that. You know, if you have a pen handy, write down our number to the office. Are you driving?
I'm driving, yes, sir.
Okay, so what I'll do is we'll take your number once we get done talking. And I want to say this before we hang up, though. Like you said, you live day to day, and I get that. A lot of times, you know, growing up, what I learned how to live was from week to week. That's what I learned, from Friday to Friday. We watched my mom live that way. We watched my dad live that way. And, you know, the kids need some new shoes, and we got to wait. Either we need a miracle so we can get them now, or we got to wait till Friday, you know. And I watched my parents live that way because that's the only way they knew to live. And what I learned as a business owner, as I got older and started to seek out an understanding of financials, especially from a biblical perspective, we should be living at least minimally 30 days at a time. We should be able to make decisions that are 30 days instead of 7 days at a time. That's number one. And we can help you do that. Number two, even though you're in a day-to-day spot, You're in the not enough, the provision spot is where you are. And knowing where you are is a good thing, so you can start making plans to get out of where you are. You follow me? So that's where you live. You're in the not enough place. You're in the, if God doesn't provide for me, I won't have enough. And that's okay. What that does is teach you a couple things. You know, give me this day my daily bread. And so we wake up in the morning and we're like, okay, God, today I need you to give me what I need to function. And so while you're in this place wanting to get out, but since you're here, let it grow your faith. You follow me?
Okay.
Lean into it. When you wake up in the morning, okay, God, I thank you for today's bread. I thank you for what I need today. Let it grow your faith that when you do go from where you are to having just enough, you don't ever go back again. You follow me?
Amen. Yes, sir.
So add that to your prayer. God, I need you to grow my faith in the reality that today you will give me exactly what I need today. I will take no thought for tomorrow, but I will just rest in the fact that you will give me what I need today until we get to a place where I have just enough to make it, or where I am sufficient in my income. So I wanted to add that to you so you don't feel bad for where you are. Don't feel shame for where you are. God is taking care of you. It's a place where you can get to know him in an intimate way, but that is not his best for you. So know that. And so give us a call. We got another caller, so I'm gonna have to let you go. But we're gonna get your number here in a second, and we'll give you a call on Monday. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Awesome. Caller two, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
I am doing awesome. I have a situation where my niece is staying with me.
Okay.
And she just graduated from high school, so she's in what I call the perfect spot as far as no bills.
Yes.
You know. But she has no desire to go to school.
Okay.
And she's looking to get a job. And I'm struggling with that, you know, because, you know, I went to college and all of that.
Okay.
So what's the best advice that I can direct her so that she can be sound and set up her future the right way?
Well, I would first say, you know, seek God on wisdom for the matter. And
yeah.
and this could be a part of that wisdom. So kudos to you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Camille.
Camille. Hey, so good to meet you, Camille. I'm Joseph. So I would say this, I did not go to college, Camille.
Okay.
I was not wired for college, and
okay.
I had to realize that God has something different for me.
Right.
And I couldn't let people make me feel bad because I was not wired for college.
Right.
And so, my son goes to UCF right now for computer science, and I didn't tell him he had to go to college to be
okay.
successful. That is
right.
just not a true statement. And the reality is this. Think about it from this perspective. And I'm not knocking college. Like I said, my son goes to college, and we
right.
set him up to be successful there. But even though he's in college, I continue to teach him that this is not going to guarantee you to be successful.
Right.
And you have to have other skills alongside that.
Right.
But the reality is this. There's not many things you can do with your life where you have to have a medical field. You have to have a college degree. So there's a few things, you know, lawyers, you pretty much have to have a college degree. So there's some things you have to have a college degree to go out and do. And so looking at those things and then thinking about it from this perspective, most people with a college degree have a job that's not even in their field.
True.
Most people with a college degree are working in areas that don't even require a college degree. And then we get about 30 years old and we say to ourselves, oh, my God, life is not what I thought it was going to be. Let me go back to college and get another degree. And and so when I say setting her up for success, it's not necessarily saying you got to go to school.
Right.
Setting her up for success is asking her, baby, OK, you don't want to go to school. How are you wired? You know, how did God wire you? What is your purpose? What is your passion? And she may not know. And I tell young people, it's OK to know. It's OK not to know what you don't want to do yet.
Right.
It's okay not to know. Don't let people make you feel bad because you don't know. Seek God about it. I ask my kids all the time, baby, do you know why God made you? Do you know what your purpose is? Do you know what you're wired for? What are your passions, sir? And help her mind out of who she is, her passions and her purpose and her wiring, the way God designed her to be. And make her feel comfortable with making responsible choices. Going to college may not be the responsible choice. It may be going to get a job. You know, I know a kid that got a job at Publix at 17. 15 years later, he manages his own store and he makes a low six-figure income. Are you following me?
Right.
So it's all about your choices. So her first job, first of all, when she gets that job, she needs to start an investment account.
Okay.
And again, we can help her. We can help you guys set that up. But my son, I said, he's getting his first job. He's starting an investment account, 10, 20 bucks a month. By the time he's 45, 50, he'll be able to withdraw like 40 grand tax free in what we're working with. So even if he never goes to school and just makes a decent income, he'll be ready to retire better than most people because he understands how money works. You follow me?
Right.
And so don't just send her down a path that everybody goes. Send her down a path that is strategically chosen just for her and the way she works. And God can help you navigate that path. And don't make her feel bad about it. Don't make her feel like other people are doing better than her. Because I can tell you what, growing up, people made me feel like crap because I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I didn't know, I didn't want to go to college. I went to the military and still didn't kind of know what I wanted to be. But everybody said, be like, I make more money than those guys.
Right.
You know, I'm more successful than those guys. And I'm not trying to quantify who I am based on who they are. What I'm saying is, God got a hold of me and set me some mentors that helped Joseph fine tune who Joseph was. And who knew that I would be on the radio one day? Who knew that I would own several companies one day? You couldn't have told any of my teachers that. You follow me?
Right.
And so at the end of the day, that's what I would say. The first thing you want to do is talk to her about who she is, how she's wired, what are her passions, and help her navigate that in a safe, dignified way. And then when she does get her first job, you need to set up an investment account so she can start sowing to that. And then again, seek God. And again, we can help you create some strategies. We can work with her a little bit as well. You know, again, our number in the office is 904-554-0946 if you can get that down.
Okay.
That's 904-554-0946.
I got it.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your talk. God bless you. And we'll talk with you next time.
Thank you.
Awesome. Wow, it's a great day for people getting help, and I'm excited for you guys. Again, our number here in the studio, 904-296-2251, Praise 107.9. So again, you wasn't designed to just live inside of enough or God's provision for your life. It's a place to be. It's a place to learn. It's a place to grow your faith, and it's a place to understand that God wakes up every morning with you on his mind, and he's going to give you today what you need to function today. Take no thought for tomorrow, so on and so forth. But when you get to that place of enough, you got to honor and respect that place of enough. I have enough coming in. I got, you know, my job is paying me enough. I get the bills paid. I'm able to eat. The kids are eating. The little bitty extracurricular activities that they have, they're able to do that, and it's going well. We have just enough. We don't have extra. It's hard to be a blessing to people because we don't have extra. So, but respect being in the place of just enough. Don't make frivolous choices. Like I told you guys a few weeks ago, don't make impulse buys. Don't make a decision financially with your emotions involved. Don't make a decision financially when you're sleepy. Don't make a decision financially when you're angry. Don't make a decision financially when you are too anxious to have a thing. So you don't want to move from enough to back down the provision or not enough. You don't want to do that. You want to function inside of just enough with and in the just enough place, what you really get to do is work on your discipline. You get to show God that you are disciplined. You get to show God that I am okay where I am, that I am content. And you manage that just enough place. You manage it with honor. You manage that just enough place with respect. You manage that just enough place in a way that says, okay, God, I'm okay with where I am. I'm not crying and whining about where I am. I'm not talking negative against my apartment. I have enough. What do you mean enough? I have a roof over our head. It may only be two bedrooms, but I got 3-4 kids. But right now we have just enough to be okay. And I'm going to clean this house. I'm going to take care of this house. We have a little beater of a car, but we have enough to get us to work and we have enough to get us to our job. That's okay to be in that place because what you're learning there is discipline and contentment, meaning I'm going to keep this little beater washed. I'm going to keep the interior vacuumed. I'm going to take care of it because I have enough, and I am thankful and grateful to God that I have enough. I'm going to show him my discipline and commitment to honoring the fact that I have just enough to get by and just enough to make it. And I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to compare myself to the Joneses. I'm not going to look at other people's stuff and put it down. And this is the thing about comparing, guys. When you compare who you are to next to somebody else, you have to put their stuff down or you have to put your stuff down. That's what comparing does. It forces you to put down theirs or forces you to put down yours. So inside of your just enough place, stop comparing yourself. Stop looking at other people's things. Stop complaining. Just be content and disciplined there. And I tell you what, it's only a matter of time before the just enough place is leaving and you're walking into your abundance. But now you've mastered your discipline. So when you get into the extra place, you're not running amok. You're not spending that extra before you get it. You're not buying furniture from Aaron's rental. You're not going to buy a new car because you got that. No. You've already disciplined yourself in the just enough place. So now that you're extra, you continue with that discipline and you start to say, okay, Lord, I have extra now. What do I do with it? Where do I put it? Do I sow it into me? Do I sow it into an investment account? Do I sow it into the church? Do I sow it into my neighbors? And now you have a choice. But again, these places are I won't say they're designed to teach you lessons, but the fact that they exist, you can learn a lesson in it. So again, that's generational wealth and riches. That's wealth and riches. That's abundance and extra. That's enough and sufficiency, or that's not enough and provision. And we're winding down, guys, and I appreciate everybody that's been listening. And again, this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. You can go check us out, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Grant Business Solutions. Grant Business Solutions can help you do anything in your business, funding and all those different things. And then Rack City Inspiration, she is an amazing writer. She can help you get your book done. She can help you do scripts, anything that you want to get done. And so the Uptown Experience is the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. So you can be a Christian person and go out and have some fun, laugh. You can bring your family. You can bring your young people, your children. And we have a show coming up next Saturday. Again, give us a call at 904-554-0946 so you can get some tickets. And we love you guys for hanging out with us, for paying attention to us, to being a blessing. And just loving on us. Keep us in your prayers. And again, Praise 107.9. We appreciate your time and attention. God bless you. Drive fast and take chances.
You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Greg Grant with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.